Well, we're going to talk to somebody in the next segment who has worked in the human resources area for the last 20 years at places like Starbucks and Best Buy to find out that more organizations are taking this seriously. 8:51 on CKNW. 3 in 10 Canadians, about 28%, say they've been on the receiving end of unwelcome sexual advances, requests for sexual favors, or sexually charged talk while on the job. 14% of Canadians, both men and women, say they've been sexually touched or worse while on the job. But the vast, vast majority never report it. Why do people talk themselves out of speaking up? What policies are in place to make people feel comfortable in reporting sexual harassment in the workplace? Our next guest, Christian Codrington, is the Director of Regulatory Affairs and Member Value at the Human Resources Management Association, and on the line this morning. Thanks for taking out the time to join our show.
Thanks for the opportunity, John. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you think that those numbers are a true reflection? I was actually, frankly, surprised that only 3 in 10 Canadians said they had ever been the subject of a sexual advance or, innuendo, that sort of thing. I thought it would have been much higher than that.
Well, I think what I don't see in this study is sort of the overtime period, whether or not this is declining over mm-hmm. time. But if you get into the study a bit more, you see that maybe some of the challenges happen to be around not just at work, but work function as well. So you can see that perhaps the influence of alcohol or perhaps some holiday parties may relax some inhibitions in the mm-hmm. workplace.
So it's not necessarily in the workplace itself, but in work-related activities like a Christmas party or what have you.
That's what I saw when going through the study. So yeah,
are more organizations aware of sexual harassment issues and actually doing something about it? I mean, do most places have a person that somebody who suffered this can go and talk to?
You know, John, I want to remind many of your listeners that 2 years ago, the WorkSafe BC introduced legislation around harassment and harassment. Issues. It was in the workplace under the, I think, the umbrella of Bill 14, mm-hmm. where there was a requirement by law for every employer to have set in place what they would do around these types of behaviors happening in the workplace, making sure that they had policies in place and that they were conducting annual reviews of the policy with their staff. So this legislation is still relatively new, but I know that many employers have very solid policies in this area.
What about society as a whole, society overall? Is sexual harassment something that we're starting to get an idea of just of how pervasive it might be, or is society still part of the problem?
Well, that's a tough one to answer. I think that certainly it's difficult to legislate appropriate behavior, mm-hmm. and I'll acknowledge that. But, you know, one of the things that jumped out at me in the study was the number of people over the age of 35 that had experienced sexual harassment versus those under the age. And that would lead me to conclude that perhaps what's acceptable in the workplace today is changing, and mm-hmm. people are speaking up. Younger folks are speaking up and saying, no, this is not okay anymore. And the typical sort of stereotype we saw in the in some of the movies around the 50s and 60s of the boss and the cocktail lunches and yeah. the inappropriate behavior at the workplace is changing.
Well, respondents to this poll said that they didn't report because they felt the issue was too minor, or they didn't think their employer would respond well, or they were embarrassed by what happened. And these are all thoughts that people have that deter themselves from actually speaking up or doing something about it.
That certainly concerns me, too. I mean, when I see that 26% felt it was too minor or 20% felt they were embarrassed, that then creates a situation where the behavior can perpetuate itself. It's not identified right away as inappropriate. So whether it's too minor or not, to at least draw someone's attention to what's what someone feels is uncomfortable mm-hmm. is the only way things are going to stop.
And I guess the point, too, is that within companies, people have to know that there is a place for them to go. There is someone to talk to. There is a policy that says this is not allowed in the workplace, and that there is an open door for them to go and, lodge a complaint.
And not just that, and John, I would say that when companies get those complaints, and many companies do have those policies in place,
yeah.
it's appropriate for them to act swiftly, appropriately, and with discretion so that it sends a signal, perhaps, to others, because people will talk in an organization. It sends a signal to others that the organization is committed to maintaining an appropriate, healthy workplace.
Appreciate your time this morning. Christian Codrington, he's the Director of Regulatory Affairs at the Human Resources Management Association.